Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ramble.
It's one comment. Like, that's something we always have to remember, is like, we're always trying to take feedback, but ultimately it's like, oh, this person seems like they really hate this thing. But you're like, oh, that's one human.
I make it a point to direct things that are very simple. I really am bad about passing work on to other people. Oh, let me write this insane thing that I don't know how they'll accomplish, but then kind of picking stuff that I'm going to direct. I'm like, I can do that.
I didn't like really know who Ian was. He was just so nice to me that I was like, oh yeah, cool. He's just like another actor guy.
We make people laugh. We are actively helping people's mental health a lot of times. We're not an essential worker.
Right.
We're a helpful worker.
I know.
We're like, we're helpful.
Helpful Honda employees.
Yeah, I used to work at a play place that they filmed that Adam Sandler movie, Just Go With It.
Oh,
they called it Fofo Figgleys.
I don't think I've even ever heard of that movie.
It's the one, Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. It's like such a random scene that's so pointless, but it's like one of those, there's two people that don't like each other, but like they somehow like end up together.
They end
so
up.
Crazy.
Oh, that's an interesting concept for a movie.
Yeah. it was groundbreaking at the time.
It sounds like one of those movies that's on one of those like four movies and one DVD, like, you know, those collections. Like that movie is definitely like on like a two disc combo. I have many of those. Like the rom-com collection.
Oh my gosh, remember DVDs and like bonus features?
Like director commentary?
Oh my gosh, director commentary. Dude, okay, I don't own many DVDs. I think I have like a very select few. I really want to get into watching director commentaries of like a lot of my old favorite movies, because that's like you're watching the movie again, but it's like completely different. I just wish, where do you find those nowadays?
I feel like they do Q&As and stuff. I think that you could just type it into YouTube.
Imagine your favorite DVDs from like the past 10 years and you're like, oh yeah, it'd be really cool to like watch it again, but hearing like, oh, when we filmed this, I actually sharted.
it's never that.
I never remember to watch them until after I've already watched the movie one time, normal. And then I'm like, oh, bonus features. Oh, there's commentary. Oh, do I watch the whole movie I just watched again?
Yeah, you gotta
it feels like
time.
Homework at that point. Because it's like, I don't know, it's just some guy talking about the thing I just watched and that's not interesting.
True.
To me.
I think I once watched the commentary of like Pineapple Express or something, and it was Seth Rogen and James Franco. So it's like, I guess it depends. What's up? It's your girl Corny, and I'm here today with Monica Vasandani and
I am
Jackie
also your girl.
Uwe. I got my girls. It's me and my girls today. I'm usually here. It's usually me and my boys. Love hanging out, having fun with my boys, but today I'm with my girls. So how are you guys doing?
Fine.
Doing good. I mean, I think it's so funny just like being quarantined, like just the mini phases of this like social distancing, like, and looking at like the media that you've consumed, like Tiger King feels like so long ago.
Yeah, dude, it feels like a year ago.
And then like we're also like back at the start of it again,
Oh, like, yeah, it's bad.
The reopening and the closing.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's like sad to look back fondly at the beginning of quarantine where it was like, oh, we're going to have a game night on House Party. And like we were all sending each other pictures of our at home, like work from home setups and stuff.
Yeah.
And to be like, oh, we were so young.
Yeah. And in the beginning, I remember getting back from Australia. It was like, oh my God, this is like going to be kind of fun. It's like new and exciting. Just going to be home all the time. Like very ignorant. And then months later, you're like, okay, this obviously... After 2 weeks, you're like, this isn't fun anymore. I don't like being home. I'm losing my mind. We did some test shoots while things were looking up for a second, but low-key not looking up, but we were very careful. It was like a testing to like see how we do. A lot of people have been tested and luckily we're all still negative from those sketch shoots at the studio. That was an interesting experience because like we all went to the studio with our masks on and literally everyone would have their masks on until we started rolling. And you guys are going to get to experience that soon, correct?
Yep. Yes. Next week. I'm excited, but I'm also like a little nervous. I feel like, I mean, I trust y'all, but I'm also just a little, I'm nervous to be interacting with that many people again.
Dude, I know. I feel you.
I'm so awkward. Like, I can't even. Oh, God. I'm just real awkward.
I was so anxious. I got like 2 hours of sleep before the first day because I was nervous. I was also nervous about things like, oh, is my body going to be not used to this much activity? Am I going to be so exhausted? Mm-hmm. Am I going to be terrible at acting? But when we got there, everything was fine. Our crew is very careful. Like, they're being so careful and making sure everyone's doing everything the safest way that, like, everyone navigated it really well. And, like, when you're eating or having coffee, you can remove your mask. And it wasn't as stressful as I thought it was going to be because everyone's just there to protect each other and be careful. So
that's good.
That makes me feel a little better about it. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm a pretty affectionate person. So the idea of seeing people and like not getting close to them or giving them a hug is making me a little sad.
I know, dude. It was sad not being able to hug people and just being like, hi, hello, how are you? Just like waving at them and they're 4 feet away.
I feel like this is my time to shine because I feel like that was some learned behavior that I had to learn to hug people. And now I'm like, okay.
I know.
It's going to be fun.
We did that test shoot with like the minimum amount of cast and crew because obviously it was our first time doing those shoots. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were like, where is this person? Is because of that. We also obviously had to make sure mm-hmm. what we were doing was okay and going to be safe and worth it. So I'm excited that finally we're going to be getting everybody freaking in there.
Yeah, we're going to be missing Shane, Damien, and Keith because they are all traveling too close to when the shoot is. And so unfortunately, wouldn't be safe to have them on set.
Exactly.
Which is a bummer, but obviously like they're more than happy to step back when they're like, oh, safety is the issue.
There's always a logical reason.
Right.
I feel like every time we've been able to bring someone on, like I'm talking about you, Jackie, every time we bring someone new into our world, something crazy happens. Like this happened to Kimmy.
What happened
to Kimmy? When we first brought Kimmy on, she was literally with us for a couple months and then Defy shut down. And so she was like, okay, I guess I'm done. And so there was months of nothing, just like this. So you were brought on for a hot second and then this happened. Luckily, we've been able to obviously still work through this one. But
no, it's been, it's been really fun and cool because I'm able to shoot at home, right? Like all the at-home shoots have been really fun. And like in between those shoots, I literally do nothing all day. So when it gives me something fun to do, I like working that muscle. But also I just lost my train of thought.
That's okay.
Oh my God, there was something else I wanted to tell you. I can't.
It's gone forever.
It's gone forever. I just had a massive brain fart. That's so weird.
That's okay. It's been happening to me so much. I've been trying to take ginkgo biloba, that supplement that like helps your brain.
Good for you.
If you remember it, please bring it up.
Do you need to go for a walk, Jackie?
Look, honestly though, I have not been outside in like a couple days. I'm also like, sounds so bad.
No, it's not that bad.
I keep like forgetting to eat too because I'm just in this like.
Same.
I will never ever be the person who forgets to eat.
It happens so like, I go through these phases where I'm just like all about food, and then there's times when I'm like, did I have a meal? Like I don't know if I don't know. Like I don't know if I should say this.
Crazy. No, it's not like you're intentionally starving yourself, which apparently is advertised all over the internet now. Everyone's like intermittent fasting. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. Why now?
I'm like unconsciously intermittent fasting, and then I just like pat in between naps. It's like I just forget or I'll eat popcorn.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a mess,
dude. If one thing I've noticed about quarantine, at least with like. Full-time people is like, it's Monica, you're just churning out scripts and you're head writer now. Like you have some writers that work below you. I don't understand how your brain has been able to just pump shit out.
I mean, the first thing is that they're not all good. So keep that in mind. They're not all winners. Some of them are just sentences and not jokes, but we were lucky enough to bring on three freelance writers, and then we hired Kurt full time, and we just had those freelancers for the month of May. So I counted, and they wrote 19 scripts in May alone, which was incredible. Yeah, we just had these great people, Phil Walker, Cole Hirsch, and Lorraine de Graffenreit. Lately, it's just been like, I mean, it's really helpful having someone else to write with because for a long time, when Ryan was head writer, he was also the VP of scripted content. And so, yeah, he was spread pretty thin. And so I was doing a lot of the writing, but now just having someone else there to bounce ideas off of and obviously to take on the workload has been really helpful with that because it's hard to know what's funny. Like when you're in a vacuum, and I'm sure you guys know that from shooting at home.
See, that was okay. This is what I remember what I was going to say now that you said that. Cause I was just like, oh yeah, Monica's head writer, but I forgot that Ryan was the head writer.
Ryan was for a while.
Yeah. I literally because of when I came on, I have no sense of structure at this company. I don't know who does what. I try to keep my emails to the right people, but sometimes I'm wrong. Or I'm like, who do I send this to? But also like, I remember the first time I got onto like a table read Zoom call and I didn't recognize anybody. Hey everybody. And I'm like, I don't know what she does.
We have a good team. Like we have a good sized team. I mean, you're not alone. And that's something that probably happens every time someone new comes on, including when I came on, like, and when the first new cast members, we were just kind of hired and had no idea like what was going on or what we were supposed to be doing. Hopefully it's not quite like that for you.
It's not that bad. It's just like, mama needs an org chart. Like I would love an org chart.
Yeah,
so also so I can be like, congrats, Monica. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Hey, that's amazing. Ryan was like, yeah, I'm talent liaison. I was like, that's a position? I was like, I can liaise with you whenever I want. Okay.
Liaise.
Great. Yeah.
I'm trying to like think of the exact, you know, Ian, the president of Smosh. Mm-hmm. You got Finnerty, the vice president of Smosh. You've got Sarah Whittle, who's director of Unscripted. So she directs a lot of like all the Smosh Pit, the Smosh Games stuff. Is Matt Robb vice president? He's vice president now, but
so he is VP of Unscripted.
Yeah.
And, okay. And Ryan is VP of Scripted.
Yeah. That's like, but even for the first like chunk of this mythical chapter, it was like different, right? It was still being shuffled around.
Yeah. And I think that now, Lisa is also a VP of production.
I should learn that. Yeah, we should check these things.
Lisa's a fish. Lisa's the one I'm sending my temp checks to. So I was like, she must hold the keys. She has the keys to some building. Can I tell y'all a secret?
Please. Oh my God, yes. No one will know.
this is kind of embarrassing, but my very first shoot, it was for I think it was a block shoot. So we shot like the 90s commercial.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Sick Day.
God, a lifetime ago.
Yeah. And I just remember like meeting Matt Robb and he was like in that like wrestling outfit.
Yeah. But,
like,
I'm sure that must have been so disorienting.
I was just like, okay, hey, great. And then, but I didn't like really know who Ian was. Like,
wow.
Great. Love that.
Like, I was like, oh, this, and he was so, like, I think about that interaction and he was like, he was just so nice to me that I was like, oh yeah, cool. He's just another actor guy. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, then there was another shoot and we were sitting in the green room and he was reading a book about how to be a better boss. And then I was like,
yeah.
And then I was like, yep. Huh. And then I like, and then I think I like really, then I really Googled him and I was like, Oh my god, and then I like did my research because usually when I audition for stuff, like, I'll do like a baseline of research, but mm-hmm. I also like I try to research up to the point where I'm not gonna get in my head about like who's in the room, because yeah. even when I auditioned there were like 12 of y'all in the room and I was like, mm-hmm. I'm just gonna act like they're all strangers because I don't know who the hell any of these people
good
are. And I remember like reading with Courtney and then later I was like, oh, that was the girl. I was like watching videos like, oh, that's the girl I was reading with. Okay, cool. And then Ian shook my hand on the way out and it was just.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was just like, cool. Nice guy. Like, thanks for the handshake. But it was just, it's just really funny to me to think about how just walk in, did my job, walked out, left. And
good.
No frame of reference. Mm-hmm. For anybody.
Good. I would say that that's better. Like. I mean, I went into my audition. I felt like I was in the room with Justin Bieber, like when I like saw Anthony and Ian as a unit. And then Joe Beretta was in the room for the second call back. And that blew my mind even more because I was a huge Bratz and Beretta fan. They're always super down to earth. Ian shocked me so with nice. How much he just treats you as like a just another human being. He's not like snooty like a lot of YouTubers can be.
He's such a nice man. Such a nice guy. And then
just
I'm like,
down to chat.
Yeah, we just hung out. Then Damien came. I was like, Damien's nice too. Then everyone was so nice. I'm probably peeking on my mic right now. But yeah, everyone's
so nice.
Everyone is so nice.
So nice.
It was really, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'll probably, I don't know. It was a really good first shoot for me. It was kind of nerve wracking. Because I came in that first day, did all my sketches and at like 8 a.m. and trying to like hit like Smosh energy with like a whole new group of people. And I was like in a bed and it was just like, it's kind of, I think I have thoughts on how that turned out. But I think it's been a nice.
Which bed increase. Scene are you talking about?
In Sick Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My first ever scene was... like this, it was, there was like an apocalypse happening outside and I had to like say my lines, like get the phone and then also like open the curtain and then there was a green screen, but don't open the curtain too much, but also there's tags on your clothes. So tuck your tags in, make sure they're not being seen. I was stressed and I was like, I don't know who anybody is.
There are so many moving parts when you're on camera that I didn't realize until a couple years into this job, because I've always been very much off camera. And the first time being on camera, I was like, but how do you, I have to move my body a certain amount, but not too much. And then say the mm-hmm. line to this person. But then also I have to act on top of all this like technical logistical stuff. It's insane.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
So much.
Especially scenes with a lot of physicality or like move, like specific movements to certain, like it can get really complicated.
I'll just stick to writing really really complicated, impossible things
do
for
it.
You guys to do.
Please, please
I,
do.
I love scenes where I just have to throw my body around at debris. Yeah, and you've gotten to like witness as a director too, Monica, so that's cool.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's pocket pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Yeah, but I make it a point to direct things that are very simple for me to wrap my head around. I really am bad about passing work on to other people where I'm like, oh, let me write this insane thing that I don't know how they'll accomplish, knowing that someone else will have to direct and act and produce and edit it. But then in my mind, like when I'm kind of picking stuff that I'm going to direct, I'm like, oh, this is all in one place and they're just talking heads at the camera. I can do that.
I got you. Oh, like, oh yeah, the bad roommate one. Yeah, that was a fun one. That one came out really good.
Thanks, I agree.
Do you like directing, Monica?
Yes, I like having control and I like being in charge of things. So that I feel like is very good for me.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun because oftentimes I am pleasantly surprised when I see or hear a performance on set and I'm like, oh, that is a way I wouldn't have thought to do something, but I absolutely love that. And our crew is also so excellent that they will bring things to me that I hadn't thought of a way to shoot something. You know, part of it is their experience, but it's nice to work in a place where everyone can speak up and be heard about like, I have a suggestion for this, or I want to try it this way. And everyone's really good about being like, yeah, let's do it.
Totally. I totally agree.
That's awesome. You're directing soon, Courtney, right? You're directing next week.
Is it next week?
Yeah, girl. Yeah. It's next week.
It's next week.
Are you excited? How are you feeling?
This is my first time directing two sketches in one shoot block.
Okay.
I directed once in a shoot block and then once during quarantine they're both TikTok sketches, funny enough. I'm excited. I love directing because I feel like I am able to have a clear vision even when it's something that I didn't write. And like it feels good knowing that my vision and I'm being trusted with my ideas and they're trusting my brain, which is really cool. Cause sometimes I don't even trust my brain. And yeah, it's really fun. And it's like you're saying, Monica, we have like such a solid crew that a lot of it now is like on autopilot sometimes because everyone just like gets it and everyone's just so chill and down to collaborate. So like even when we have a newer DP on, like John Na, director of photography for people who don't know DP, I think the only person that's still with us from Sacramento and in the crew is Brennan, who has been our DP, head of camera operations. He's full time now because he does so much. He moved with us when we decided to stop filming. Because he had family up here anyway and stuff like that. But everyone is like checking each other and taking care of each other and down to throw in ideas. But it also doesn't feel like anyone's stepping on anybody's toes. Definitely feels different from Defy. I'm being trusted with more responsibilities, as I'm sure you can relate, Monica. And like they have faith in you and want to see you grow here. And I think it makes sense because like, imagine it's like family businesses, you know, if your son is there and has been with the business their whole life, then if they've learned everything and are able to do it, then they take on the family business. Like this is a family and it's cool that we're all helping each other grow, I guess.
Because of the work you guys have done for so long, like your audience trusts you. And if they don't like something, y'all know.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You know, which is like, which again can be like, it's like, it can be read as positive and negative, but it's like, okay, like they didn't respond to this. Like, great, we're going to try something else. Or it's like, oh, these are the things, these are like the hot items that they're like keying into. And so it's like, okay. I mean, being in the comments is like dangerous territory.
Oh, yeah.
Very dangerous.
I don't do that very often anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it's like a good, it's also kind of like a good gauge of like what people are responding to. Sometimes I'll like breeze over them and then I'll like hold my breath, look at some of them, and then I'll be like, I'm done. That's it. I did it.
Yeah. What's your experience overall when you do that?
So far it's been good. It's been positive, and it's I like seeing the comments about like other cast members too, to see like what people like as far as like performance and stuff. There was one time when I got my feelings hurt. I think when I first started reading the comments, I was like, oh no, this is gonna be fine, like this is okay. But then I got to one comment, and it was, I think I might have mentioned this on like another pod, but it was something super simple. It was like, she just shouts a lot, and it was just
have
weird.
They met Shane.
it was just like a weird, it was such a weird thing to be like, oh, that actually made me feel something. And I was kind of shook that it was like, it made me feel anything, you know? So then I was like, oh, okay, like you need to protect yourself. Like, you totally need to not do this like often. I can't imagine, like, that was such a small like comment, and like I can't imagine over like the years, like just the shit like y'all have had
to. And that's the thing to remember too, is it's one comment. Like, that's something we always have to remember, is like, we're always trying to take feedback, but ultimately it's like, oh, this person seems like they really hate this thing. But you're like, oh, that's one human. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of people who are just simply content with the content, don't really comment. They hit like, and they just want to watch more, so they'll just keep watching more. If people are very excited, they do comment things. I think TikTok is a platform that has encouraged like comment culture, has like become a much more thing where everyone's just like funny in the comments.
TikTok is like the wild, wild west right now.
It is. It's a zoo. But yeah, I think that's always something to remember, is like, sometimes people are just mad too. Sometimes people are just angry, and they want to put their energy elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Or they think that we don't read them. And because like, I definitely will get deep into the comments sometimes, because I just kind of want to know what people are thinking. And a lot of times they seem to write in a way, or on Twitter or whatever, in a way that they treat it like a private conversation that they're having, like with the other people watching or with their friends.
Yeah, like they're not realizing to each other.
Yeah, this is a public forum, and it's very likely that the person you are talking about is going to see this. And if you're saying something hurtful, they are actually going to be hurt. And probably someone is so stoked on this right now. Like, some asshole is like, I got them. But
yeah.
No, it's like, no offense, but you look fat in this sketch.
Does she know that her hair looks weird today?
It's like, nobody wants to hear that. Like, it's the internet. The internet's a crazy place. I feel like I've gotten through it thus far like okay, and I think like I'm also just like, okay, like yeah, there's gonna be things that come up that are probably gonna make me feel bad, but also like, but on the flip side, looking at my DMs, they're all positive. Like, so positive.
Exactly.
Like, so nice. And it's like, and I'm also just like, I'm like also shook. And I'm like, oh my God, like there's nice people that took the time out to just like write me such a nice message. And that's also like very encouraging.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good to do. I think that's okay. Like I once for a while, like had like a small handful of people that were just so negative on social media. And then that's the stuff that sticks with you, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't seem to respond to positive and like reinforcement a lot of times, because I mean, which is unfortunate, because there's so much of it. There really is so much of it. Yeah, I once went into my DMs one day, and I was like, oh my gosh, like I forget that like I'm actually liked. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's so, it's, you gotta remember your value.
Girl, you are loved. Girl, have you seen some of these fan edits? Girl, you are loved.
Like, shout out to the simps. Shout out to my simps. Love you guys. Yeah, just remember that the hate isn't all that powerful. Really, it's just, you gotta remember that a lot of people who like to choose to go out of their way and say something hateful, there's other stuff going on. You don't need to worry about that. You guys are freaking powerhouse people. I just think that's really cool that you're still also on the grind and working elsewhere.
It's weird that like this definition of like essential workers, right? And how much like content we've been consuming like this entire quarantine, and just like the general disrespect and disregard for the arts is just, I mean, it's not shocking. Like, it's been that way. Like, people are just, people are just disrespectful. They like want content, but it's also like, you don't work, or you don't work hard enough, or mm-hmm. I haven't seen you in anything, so I'm gonna invalidate your entire experience and your existence.
Dude,
and like what
yeah.
you do.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
There's much of like it, the and negativity definitely gets to a point where it's like, why do you still watch us? It seems like all you have to say is just angry things.
Seems like a lot of effort. And I think that that's an also, and I don't want to necessarily shit on people who
have valid opinions.
Right. But it's a thing that comes with, I think, age and maturity, just being like, do I want to comment and complain? And do I think this person owes me something? Or is this just not content for me? Do I just disagree with what this person says or does or stands for or whatever, or just don't think they're funny? And you just stop watching the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas it's so crazy to see so many people who are like up in arms about things that are not that big of a deal, I think, and then saying it vocally all the time instead of just being like, not for me, gonna move on.
Yeah. Like, YouTube is so big right now. Like, especially with a lot of creators are at home and able to create more. I've found so many small up-and-coming creators. Like, I found this girl, her name is Cortrezi. She did a video. She's like, I'm gonna rank TikTokers' apology videos for saying the N-word because I don't give a fuck. And she went through, and she's Black. And so she was obviously came from this place where she knew what she was talking about. But damn, dude, there's just so much good stuff. I've been finding new people on YouTube all the time. There is a selection. You can find the creators for you.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm just kind of shook about like our industry is going to be like the last to open, or like the like as far as like being an essential worker, like I don't mm-hmm. want to say like we're essential workers because that sounds disrespectful, but it's also like I don't know, like as like acting with you guys, and then it's like the whole acting world right now is just a hot ass mess.
I can't
and
even
it's not
imagine.
Picking up, like it's like picking up, but it's not, but it's you're also like fighting for these scraps again, and it's just exhausting.
Yeah,
and like trying to be excited for, like, I know I have friends that like get like multiple auditions a week, and it's like, and they haven't been auditioning, and then they get one audition and you're like, I don't even want to do this because I'm tired. Like you're just like out of it, you know, but I don't
know. Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. We have a friend, Shelby, who's a voice actress, and she's been so lucky to somehow have had regular jobs, regular work throughout all of quarantine. That's so hard, like acting and voice acting right now. But I will say, like, and you're correct, like us saying we're an essential job is like,
right.
It totally minimizes the actual essential workers that are really
definitely.
Like, supporting. If those essential workers are supporting us, like we're, you know, but I do see some responsibility in what we do. Like I was saying this on Instagram Live the other day of like, when I go to meetups or VidCon and we get to meet like hundreds of fans at a time, there's such a huge chunk. Like I would say almost half of the fans that I meet will be like, hey, like I went through a really tough time in my life and you guys helped me come out of it, or like I was depressed and you guys brightened my day. And like that stuff stuck with me for so long, and it feels like a responsibility, and like I take it seriously. I take pride in that, what we do. It like we make people laugh. We are actively helping people's mental health a lot of times. So I think we're not an essential worker. Right. We're a helpful worker.
I know.
We're like, we're helpful
Honda employees. You know, I'm like, imagine if I was like, we're essential workers, we're actors. Oh my God, the sound bite.
Oh my God.
I think it's in there. It's in the edit. We can make you look like that.
Yeah.
Kevin will take care of it.
Drag me to hell.
What have you been doing on the side, Monica? Have you been doing anything other than being, you know, a mom?
I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, in my head, I'm like, I'm going to finish this pilot that I started a year and a half ago that is almost done, but I just don't like it anymore. But it's very difficult for me to make the time to write more when, like, all I want to do is just, like, take a nap and read a book and, like, sit outside. Yeah, so, I mean, also parenting is a lot of time, I guess.
Yeah,
you know, kids, they, like, it's just constant. He's just, like, so needy. He's like, change my diaper, feed me, love me, et cetera, et cetera.
Take care of me.
Does he say et cetera?
Yeah, that's his first word was et cetera.
Can you just, like, provide me, like, nutrition and stuff? Oh, God.
Can you just casually make me eventually become a member of society, please?
Oh, God. I'm terrified of raising a little asshole.
Yeah,
little,
sometimes it's beyond Voldemort. Your control, though, man. You can do the best job. And that's just, the end of the day, they could still be a little asshole.
But right now, he's an absolute joy. We are, in a couple weeks, I think, we're going to take him camping.
Yay.
Kind of for the first time, kind of for the second time, because we tried once when he was about 6 months old, and it was a nightmare of a trip.
Yeah, I remember this.
So we decided to go camping with the baby and the dogs because we had so much stuff. We took two cars. That'll factor in later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we set up. He, like, took his nap in the tent. Everything was great. Dogs were having a fun time. We were just, like, living our lives. And then at night, when we were getting him down to go to sleep, he would not sleep and he was crying. And it was one of those campsites that's, like, silent and everybody's just there to enjoy nature. So we're like, oh, my God, we're monsters. So we moved. He and my wife went to try to sleep in the car because it would be more quiet and more comfortable, maybe. I was, like, stressing out. So my wife was like, she gave me one of her, like, sleeping pills, basically. And then we realized that he was feeling warmer and warmer. So he had a fever, and that's why he wasn't going to sleep. And by this point, it was, like, 11 o'clock at night, and I had taken that sleeping pill. So Albertine was like, I'm going to take one car, and, like, because we got to get out of here. I was like, okay, so you take one car, take the baby and the dogs and, like, a couple things, and I will pack up camp. But this sleeping pill had just hit me. And so in the middle of the night, God. In the dark, I'm, like just pushing through, like, trying to roll up a sleeping bag and, like, take down a tent and, like, pack everything away into the car. And then when I take out my contacts, I put them in this hydrogen peroxide solution. So I can't take them out. And my glasses are so old and so thick that there's just, like, glare. So I'm just, like, slowly driving down this mountain, trying not to sleep
with glare of
lights in my eyes. Like, I'm okay. This is okay. This is normal.
Oh, my God.
So hopefully this time will go better.
Yeah, I would hope so.
It has to.
Yeah.
There's no other option.
Yeah, it must go better.
Oh, my God. Dude, I want to go camping so bad. It's just tough with whatever's open and stuff.
Yeah, it's hard finding a campground. The thing I'm most afraid of is going somewhere with like a shared bathroom facility. Because they don't have the money to do the upkeep right now, unfortunately.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
So I think we might go somewhere that's like more primitive camping, because Arlo already poops in a bag that's tied to his butt. I think we're just going to try not to poop for a day.
Like a diaper? Yeah.
Oh,
you guys wear diapers camping, all of you.
The way you said that, like, yeah, he already poops into a bag. And I was like, what is this potty training situation like?
You haven't heard of poop bags?
Look, you're not parents. You can't judge me.
I was like, I'm not. But also I was like, I have not heard of this one. And I watch a lot of mommy content.
Would you guys rent like an RV or something?
Oh, yeah.
I know it's like it's cheating camping. I know, obviously. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up.
Damn you, Courtney. Damn you.
No, if that's your thing, then I do not judge you, because that would be a lot easier right now. But I'm also terrified of renting something that other people are using.
You would just have to hope that it's a good business that cleans it and sanitizes it. But you don't know.
I'd be stressing.
What's your ideal vacation, Jackie?
Okay, there's part of me that still really wants to go to Greece because of Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. I just have this image in my mind that I'm going to go to Greece and I'm going to fall in love with just this boy, this Greek boy, and we're gonna spend the summer together, and I'll have jeans, and I don't know, it's still this like
yes, bring jeans,
just these jeans. And like I don't even have like three other friends that I would probably even keep in contact with while I was in Greece, but I don't, that sounds like a lot of fun, but I don't think their economy is doing well right now, but maybe me going there will help them out.
I think a lot of European countries are also not letting U.S. citizens in.
We're not allowed to go anywhere.
We stinky. I think something something doable right now, I would be down to like hang out on a farm.
Oh.
Yeah. Just for like, or like a cabin vibe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You cabin know, like, living?
Cabin-y, like farmhouse type of stuff. When I was like younger, we used to do theater in a vineyard, on a vineyard during the summer.
Wow.
So like, I just like, nostalgia that I, or I guess like something that I've been missing is being out on like a vineyard, doing theater out at night, just like under the stars and that type
of. Like a vacation at a lake house or a cabin sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds nice and relaxed. Yes. Away from the city. Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That sounds awesome. I have like, I don't have like one specific environment that I like. I love the tropical resort life that I've somehow experienced. I love the cabin life. One of my favorite places in the world was my great grandmother's house in Parker, Arizona on the Colorado River. So it'd be like 115 degrees and you'd have to like jump in the river to stay alive. Like I love being away, like being somewhere away from everything. But also like my mom has taken me to Honolulu, and like being in a city that you don't know is so cool. Like I look forward to just doing like random weekend trips where I'll take a Friday off and a Monday off and then go to like New York for the weekend Seattle or like just like I want to try and get into the habit of doing that. I also like found some weird hacks on how to have like really cheap flights. Like thanks to TikTok, if you like turn off your cookies and location stuff on your internet, it like reduces the prices. Also, don't buy round trip because
I've heard
the demand, they know their demand and so they will charge you more apparently. I don't know.
That makes sense.
I haven't tried it myself, but
I try to switch up the airlines. I'm like, I just need to get back. I don't care if I'm on Alaska or United.
Yeah.
Is United still? Anyway, that's a whole nother topic.
Vacations are nice, but obviously a huge privilege too. So,
I mean, speaking of vacations, I'm about to move.
Did you find a place? I was supposed to help you find a place.
No, it's okay. I found a place. I'm going to be like, without like, again, I always like, don't give people too much information about what's happening. I found a great situation with a friend. And
oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to be moving like.
Okay. Pointing.
I know, right?
For the audio, it's just quiet.
I know. I'm going to be moving that way.
Nice.
More that way. I'll be moving further from the beach, but so I, there we go. That's all you get.
Fine.
But I'm really excited. I love creating. I love moving into new spaces, and I love it. Like, I've moved the bed in my room. It's been on every corner. It's been about on like at least three corners of this room.
Dude,
about every like 6 months I rearrange. I just love rearranging a room. I'm so excited. I have all these things that I want to buy on Amazon that I know I'm probably not going to buy, but they're all in my cart. But I'm very excited. Like, I'm going to get a new duvet cover. Because
yes.
Why
yes, it
not?
It feels so good.
Do you have an Amazon wish list?
Yeah. I got a little wish list. You want to give me a wish?
You should share that shit.
Okay. I'll put some stuff on my wish list.
And Monica, you just moved.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and before we had moved, we rearranged the living room, like kind of right when the pandemic started, and we realized it was the perfect arrangement for the living room, and it was so sad knowing that, one, we figured this out after living there for years, and two, no one would ever see the living room in its like perfect manner. So we just took pictures of us in the living room. So we're like, let's remember this living room setup. We're never going to look at those pictures because that's...
I know.
I'm never going to be like, oh, remember when we had the living room perfect?
I did the same thing. I changed my living room around and I was like, this is cozy as hell.
It's good for your... I think it's good for your mental state. Me and Finity were actually talking about that the other day. Like, it refreshes the brain. And dude, I used to move every single year just because I liked change and fresh, like, clean slate. But I found my favorite place and I'm staying here. So
once you find it, stay. Just stay.
We got a little bit of time left.
Okay.
Do you guys want to get into the shoot, dude?
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the shoot, dude? Is there anything you got to get off your chest? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I forced Monica to give me a little house tour. when we were on a call the other day, because I love a house tour.
That's so cute.
I was like, show me all the rooms in your house, please. I want to see other spaces.
That's awesome.
It felt so nice to give someone a tour of the house. Because I was like, we bought this house and we were like, we're going to have people over. And then, you know, that doesn't exist anymore, hanging out with people.
One day.
I loved it.
Yeah, thank you.
So satisfying.
That was a great story. Anyway, speaking of stories.
We got a little Kevin message.
Uh-oh, what did he say?
Tell us about, have you had any health problems?
Oh, Courtney?
Yeah, what's up transition? With your brain, Courtney?
Oh, yeah. Well, because we were going to talk about some other health stuff, but yeah, my back of my left eye would randomly, like every few weeks, just the worst pain. It happened to be behind my eye with the broken pupil, what I thought was coloboma, which apparently, because I went to a new eye doctor and she says it's not coloboma, it's just like torn tissue in my pupil.
Oh my God.
But it still affects my vision severely. That's my bad eye. And then my right eye even has a little bit of astigmatism. But my glasses, even when I wore them, because I realized I was like, oh, it must be my vision. Like, I was scared if it was something else. But my glasses are a few years old and the prescription, my eyes are just progressively getting worse. It's just in my genetics. They're going to get worse and worse until I die. I'm going to be blind. So I finally got this new eye doctor. She checked, luckily there's no like pressure or anything back there. And she saw some weird shit with my left eye. Like when she dilated the pupils, my left eye wouldn't chill. Like I couldn't figure out what I could see was better or not. My right eye was significantly needed a new lens so bad. So it's possible my left eye was like working harder. I got new glasses. I've been wearing them and it's great. I feel like I notice when I need them. And so like I put them on and it's good. Uh-huh. Go to the freaking doctor, guys. Like if there's anywhere that's safe to go is like an eye doctor or places like that, because they're obviously keeping the places sanitary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got to prioritize your health. But anyway, sorry, that's more me stuff.
Oh, I have some me stuff too about my body falling apart.
Yeah.
Let us hear it.
My body is just constantly betraying me. I've had this like issue with my wrist that started from picking up my son. Before that, I had this crazy like GI tract infection.
And you're a rock climber, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I climb. On my honeymoon, I broke my elbow.
Going crazy.
Went like van camping for a few weeks and then ended the trip in Vegas. And we were like so excited to be like clean and have a shower. And so Albertine got in the shower and I like put on sexy music and I was like, I'm gonna go get in the shower and like dance and be sexy. And so I get in and I immediately slip and like hit my elbow on the shower floor. And she's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
Oh my God.
And it just like got worse and worse. And Albertine was like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And it's like turning bright purple and like getting bigger and bigger. And so for 2 weeks after we got back, I did not go to the doctor. And I was like, okay, it's not getting better. And so I finally went and they did the x-ray and saw that it was fractured. And I was also like, you know, I've had this cough for a month too, because I also like got kind of sick on the honeymoon.
Aww.
And they're like, okay, well, let's do a chest x-ray. I also had walking pneumonia.
Oh my God, Monica.
You've
Check yourself.
Yeah, so, I get it though. I guess go to the doctor early.
Growing up, I wasn't normal for the family to like go to the doctor all the time. And I didn't have a primary care physician. Like, no. So I just had a habit of letting, it'll get better. It'll be fine. But don't bank on that, gang. Go to the doc. That was a horrific story, Monica. I hope you're okay. Now for another horrific story.
Shoot, dude.
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 Guys, this shoot, dude is from someone named Lucas.
Okay. Hey, Lucas.
Lucas says, my best friend, Alice, and I are very close to each other. She actually lived in the apartment directly above me. Both of us being bisexual, the range of people we could date was pretty big. For a few months, I dated a woman. Let's call her Jane. When I say dated, I really mean making whoopee and watching Netflix while drinking.
Yeah, okay. That's dating.
That's dating.
Whoopee.
Making whoopee. That's the sexiest way of saying I had sex I've ever heard. Okay. One night she came over and watched some Netflix for a few minutes and we made whoopee for a while. After we were done, she offered to go out and grab a new drink that she wanted to try out. She came back about 45 minutes later with two bottles of this new drink. She said that she had to drive down around town to find an open liquor store. We nearly finished a whole bottle of this drink before we entered round two of whoopee making. Another hour went by and we were now chilling and Netflixing on my couch. Alice walked in and saw us partially naked on the couch together. She stood there with a shocked look on her face. A face I've seen her make before when she slept with someone she should not have slept with. Okay.
Oh.
Jane soon felt both of our discomfort and asked if we knew each other. Wait, what?
Wait.
So is Alice the upstairs neighbor?
Alice is the upstairs neighbor and Jane is the one that make
But Alice with. Walked in on
Alice,
Jane.
Yeah, Alice and Lucas. Walked in on Jane and Lucas. Jane soon felt both of our discomfort and asked if we knew each other. After we said yes, she quickly confessed to sleeping with both of us within the past 3 hours. Okay, so maybe
3 hours?
Was that when she went to go get the drink that she was just like, oh, I gotta go drive around for a little bit and then just like went upstairs?
Yeah. So she quickly confessed to sleeping with both of us within the past 3 hours, grabbed her stuff and ran out. We have since made a rule called one and done, which means we will sleep. We will keep each other updated on our dating lives so we don't cross our streams again. I'm so confused.
So
maybe Jane was making the face.
So Alice was making the face.
Obviously, because she had just slept with Jane.
Yes.
I just want to know.
Jane felt our discomfort because Jane was like, yeah, I fucked you both.
Why was Alice just walking in?
Yeah, I guess she was coming by to hang out in the middle of the night.
Look, I'm not going to
This happens
debate.
All the time. We dissect you all the time.
Sorry.
It's all right.
This seems like a Dear Hustler situation.
Yeah, this isn't so much a shoot, dude. This is a damn baby.
Yeah, this is This is like if porn took a wrong turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's like setting up porn. Something.
Yeah.
Where you just set up like there's a bunch of whoopee in the top half. And then it just goes into like a slightly uncomfortable situation.
Yeah. And I can't believe they went up. They just, that Jane person just was like, I'm going to go upstairs and make whoopee.
Look, if you have the opportunity to have sex twice and only drive once.
Hey.
No, live your life. Absolutely. I just think that's so funny.
That is the hottest take.
Drive, you get a bang twice, yeah. But only drive once.
That's great. I love that. I thought it was going to be something with like the drink because the way you were like this drink. And I'm like, what's the drink? Like, is it aloe vera?
Yeah,
like,
I was waiting. I was curious like about this drink.
Is it like
Jaeger?
Organic whole milk with cream on top.
It wasn't even alcoholic.
They're just sitting there like chugging milk and
it's purple Fanta. Like yeah. It's just something random soda.
This is messy as hell though.
Yeah, like, I think this isn't like quite a shoot dude though. We've definitely had some shoot dudes on this show. I would say this is more of a damn baby.
Damn baby. Okay.
Damn baby. That's yeah, okay. That's definitely awkward. I feel like yeah. It could have gotten worse. I almost was like, is this a threesome story? Like, I was very confused at first, but
I want the follow up and I want to see who has fallen in love in the scenario.
Yeah, also like, go Jane.
Yeah, go Jane. Get a Jane.
If only Jane had the confidence to just be like, yeah, so now that we've kind of all already slept together, should we?
Yeah. I mean, we're all here. I have this new drink. Wow.
And I really want to try it with my friend.
It's a little bit of a shoot dude, I guess. But I like Dan Baby more. All right. Bye. This was fun. I like talking with you guys. Have it so chill. Guess. Yeah. Sorry. I just like fucking around toward the end. I'm sorry. But yeah, thank you guys so much for coming on. This is an excellent pod that we have just cast.
I think so.
This is very nice. Nice vibe.
Good vibes.
Good vibes.
Chill vibes. Thank you guys also for listening and watching. If you guys, if this is your first time listening or watching, we come out with new audio episodes on any podcast or any listening app every Wednesday. And then if you want to see our faces and not hear curse words, the full video version goes up on our Smoshcast channel on Fridays. So subscribe to that channel if you want to see our faces and cute outfits. Ooh, I'm wearing our tour shirt. Jackie.
Oh, wait. From your perspective, it looks like I'm not wearing anything.
No, yes. It was funny. Yeah, 100%. But yeah, love you guys. See you on the next one.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.